Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee from the infield at Winterset with head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, Dak Rasmussen, following another district championship. Absolutely dominated from start to finish. We get to see the girls out here. They're all celebrating, big smiles on their faces. It's not the end goal they want to accomplish just yet, but they've set the stage for that perfectly.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things. We put together a plan and we tell the girls what they can accomplish. And sometimes there's that pressure of expectation that's hard to meet. But tonight, I tell you what. From the get-go, sometimes, you know, you just get that momentum going from the start of the meet. Sprint Med had a great race to kind of set the stage. Our 3,000 came in, went 1-2, 4x8 was first. And so you build that momentum, and you know, it just becomes contagious, and everybody wanted to be a part of that. And so basically that's what we did tonight, is everybody stepped up, and we brought home a ton of medals.
Busload too. That'll be headed. Yes. Not that that's unusual, but the last couple years, it's been a while since we've had this kind of representation at state, and that's got to have you excited that nearly every event you're going to have an opportunity to have someone there at state, let alone maybe score.
And that's just it. You know, we auto qualified in all but, I think, well, we're probably going to qualify in just about every event. We're still kind of waiting to see for the 100 hurdles and the high jump, but we have a shot to get those. If those two would get in, we'd set a record for the most events we've taken to state. So that, I mean, that's just exciting right there. Just think about that. And again, I don't know that we really backed our way into too many events either. Sometimes you get kind of a weak district. We had quality performances from all the girls in order to get to state.
Well, and again, we have limited knowledge because we're here on the infield talking in this air Saturday. So we could always have a more educated thing, but you got to go to Iowa State for a graduation, which is exciting. And the rest of the state, I'm guessing, has lined up what they have. And we kind of knew coming into this week the teams to watch. I'm sure they're going to get most of, or if not all, of the things they want to get in. Now, how does this week look to formulate and get yourself ready to go, knowing what the rest of the state looks like?
Yeah, that's just it. You know, we'll kind of have to do I usually do kind of a comparison of what they did at the state qualifier versus what they've done over the course of the year. And again, we've got everything we want, and so we'll see if there are any surprises across the state. You know, there's going to, like you said, there's going to be some quality teams out there. You know, Mount Vernon, Clear Lake, Sioux Center are going to be there. ADM, obviously, is going to be there. So, yeah, we'll have to take a kind of break it down a little bit more. But, again, all we can do is qualify our events, and we got them in tonight. So we're excited for next week.
Well, and I think this is what we alluded to back all the way in March, not knowing all the stories that were going to play out. But it's clear that you arguably have the deepest team in the entire state. Now, the question is that going to translate to a championship? Coach, it seems like the opportunity is there, but they still have to perform this coming week at Drake Stadium.
You know, and that's just it. You know, as far as, you know, we got Melissa Farabee, who's an elite athlete, right? Other than that, we've kind of got to do it as a team. And right now I feel pretty confident about that. You know, with the way the relays look tonight, knowing that there's still some things we can clean up. And even the open events, you know, I feel like when we get to state and we're going to get pushed, that's going to be a huge factor for us. And that's going to get us the time drops that we expect to see. And that's going to get us the places that we need to score the points down there in Des Moines.
And again, you know, we're still, as we're talking here, a little over a week away from Championship Saturday. But, you know, what do you think it's going to take then? If this group is on Championship Saturday, going to be in that, not only let alone the trophy race, but have that opportunity to hoist that first place trophy, what things need to go right at Drake Stadium?
Well, I mean, that's just it. You know, you kind of count on Marissa in her races. And then from there, can we just do what we can do? As far as our relays, you know, we've probably got four or five of the relays where we probably expect to get points. Can we do that? Can we have some individual step up and score some points? You know, honestly, in the one, the two, the four, the eight, the 400 hurdles, you know, can we just get points somewhere? You know, maybe, you know, not necessarily looking at state championships, although the 4x4, there's no reason why they couldn't. You know, can we piece together enough points to put it all together? And I feel like with the effort we showed tonight and with what we've done throughout the course of the year and just kind of the attitudes we've had, I feel pretty confident that the girls are going to be able to pull that off and we'll have a good finish.
Regardless, it'll be a very fun week coming up next week in Des Moines. That's Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee. We've got back bends and pictures and cartwheels and all the above. Very exciting, because I think the kids are excited. Christmas morning's coming up on Thursday for you and I. Looking forward to seeing you there.
It's great to talk to you. Thanks.